Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
You're listening to Shortwave from NPR.
Hey, Shortwavers, Emily Kwong here with two of our favorites for our regular science news roundup. We have Mary Louise Kelly.
Hi, Emily.
Hello. And Rachel Carlson. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Emily.
All right. As you both know, we're going to share three science stories in the news that have caught our attention and kept us talking.
Yes. And one of the ones I am excited to talk about is dark energy, which I'm told may be changing. And I'm further told that could maybe change the fate of the entire universe. So there you go.
Yes, casual. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about possibly the biggest marine reptile of all time.
And some newly uncovered paintings at Pompeii, offering a glimpse of life in an ancient time.
All that on this episode of Shortwave, the science podcast from NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center. Every year, millions of people lose someone to cancer. But as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center ranked in the country's top 4%, VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center is unrelenting in finding new ways to understand, detect, treat, and prevent cancer. Unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. Learn more at MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Global X ETFs. Looking to invest? Start your journey by exploring exchange-traded funds with Global X ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs for short, create baskets of stocks, bonds, and other assets that you can buy in a single trade. Global X specialize in ETFs that track emerging trends, like the rise of artificial intelligence, as well as strategies aimed to generate income potential. Visit globalxetfs.com to discover how you can get started.
All right, Mary Louise, as our guest, which topic do you want to start with first?
Well, as usual, I'm kind of into all of these, but let's start dark. Let's go dark energy.
Okay, Mary Louise. So to explain dark energy, we do have to go back in time just a little bit, like 13 billion years to the Big Bang.
All right.
This rapid expansion of the universe, everything. And after this explosion, the universe kept expanding. It's still expanding today.
And in the late 90s, scientists figured out two things. First, that this expansion of our universe is speeding up over time. And second, that there had to be something behind this acceleration.
Let me take a wild guess in the dark that this something is in fact dark energy.
That is correct. Ding, ding. Yes. Our current model of the universe says dark energy is constant and will continue to push everything in the universe apart. So much so that one day, Mary Louise, other galaxies won't be visible from Earth. Even the stars in our own galaxy will die out, leaving behind a cold, dark nothing.
Mm. Okay. That is not where I was hoping this would go.
It's okay. This demise will happen over a trillion plus years, so we'll long be gone.
And there might actually be a wrinkle in all of this. So scientists have created a new 3D map of the universe using this device called DESI, which stands for Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument. And one of the researchers, Dylan Brout, says the map suggests that dark energy may be getting weaker over the last 11 billion years.
The last 11 billion years. Okay, so not so constant?
Right. So that would mean dark energy is not a constant like we've previously thought. And if those findings are eventually confirmed, it would have drastic consequences for how quickly the universe expands. I talked to Priya Natarajan, an astrophysicist at Yale. She's not involved in DESI, and she said it's a little too early to tell how dark energy evolves. Maybe it'll get weaker, maybe it'll get stronger, we don't really know. But the fact that it might change means
our fate may not be as lonely and desolate and grim as we imagine.
Though both she and Dylan say we need a lot more data to know exactly what's going on here.
Okay, subject number two, moving right along to the massive marine reptile. Emily, what's this thing actually look like?
Okay, picture a dolphin, but it's the size of a whale. and it has an enormous mouth of teeth.
That is terrifying. Go on.
It is. We're talking about the ichthyosaur, which means fish lizard. An ichthyosaur is an ancient marine reptile that swam in the oceans around the time of the dinosaurs.
And a new specimen of the largest ichthyosaur to have ever lived has been found on a beach in Somerset in the UK, a whole bunch of fossils.
Wow. How'd they find them? Who found them?
Okay, this is the coolest part. It was a father-daughter team of fossil hunters, Justin and Ruby Reynolds. So back in May 2020, Ruby, who was 11 years old at the time, and her dad were walking the beaches, and they noticed this weird rock. That wasn't a rock at all. It was a bone. And they started looking in the area, and they found an even bigger bone in the mud.
The fossil I found in the mud slope looked almost like a tree branch, but covered in clay.
Ruby and her dad went on to find several pieces of what ended up being a giant ichthyosaur jawbone.
And just elaborate on that. How giant are we talking?
We're talking giant, about 2 meters or so.
Okay, so like bigger than you or me.
Yes, a creature with a jaw bigger than us. So the exact species they found is Ichthyotitan severnensis, meaning giant fish lizard of the Severn.
And how do they know that? I mean, how, just based on what they found, are they able to identify that these fossils belong to this particular species?
Yeah, so Justin and Ruby called Dean Lomax, a paleontologist affiliated with the University of Bristol and the University of Manchester, who'd studied the only other known specimen. And he'd always hoped a second specimen would turn up and was really impressed that the Reynolds family found this one all on their own.
Not only having found and identified these bones, but also one of the most important things with a discovery like this is doing the right thing and finding the people to work on this and ensuring it goes into a museum to ensure that it's safe for science and it's secure for the future.
And indeed, these jawbones will soon go on display at the Bristol Museum and Art Gallery for anyone to see.
Speaking of art, let's end on these new paintings you're telling me were unearthed at the ancient city of Pompeii.
Yes. Have you ever been to Pompeii, by the way?
I have. Have you?
Yes. Okay. It's incredible, right? Like, It's in southern Italy, and I went on a high school field trip and was astonished, honestly, by how old it was, obviously, but also how big it is.
Yeah, Pompeii covers an area of about 160 acres, and archaeologists have only excavated 2/3 of that. It's this ancient city that's been described as being frozen in time.
Right, because the volcano erupted Mount Vesuvius.
Yes, in 79 AD. The eruption covered Pompeii in a thick layer of ash and other volcanic material, which helped to preserve this ancient city.
Okay, so that brings us to the paintings. What exactly have they found?
So these latest excavations have revealed a formal dining room that's about 50 feet long and 20 feet wide with a mosaic floor of white tiles and black walls. And these walls are decorated with mythological characters inspired by the Trojan War. So like in one image, you see Helen of Troy and Paris, son of the king.
Yes, the famous lovers, their affair led to the Trojan War. Mm-hmm.
Major drama, major gossip.
At the time, yeah.
And in another image, you see the pairing of the god Apollo and Cassandra, who could see the future.
So these paintings, they had a total social function as entertainment and points of conversation. Gabriel Zutrigal, the director of the archaeological park at Pompeii, says diners would meet there after sunset and the flickering of their oil lamps would create this effect of the images moving, especially after a few glasses of wine. Some things never change.
Indeed. Okay, but what are we learning about Pompeii through all this?
So we talked with Cornell University archaeologist Katie Barrett. She co-directs a different excavation at Pompeii, and she said the whole spectrum of ancient Roman society can be seen within this and earlier finds.
For instance, next to this dining room is a recently excavated bakery where enslaved people worked.
So you get both a glimpse at the lives of the ultra rich and at the same time, right next door, the lives of people who were living at the bottom of Roman society and whose lives were much more difficult.
And she says all of it is right there at Pompeii. Mary Louise, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
My total pleasure. Anytime.
You can also catch Mary Louise on Consider This, NPR's afternoon podcast.
And before we head out, a quick shout out to our Shortwave Plus listeners. We appreciate you. We thank you for being a subscriber because Shortwave Plus helps support our show. If you're a regular listener, we'd love for you to join so you can enjoy the show without sponsor interruptions, Find out more at plus.npr.org/shortwave.
This episode was produced by Kat Lonsdorf and Burley McCoy. It was edited by Rebecca Ramirez, Viet Le, and Christopher Intagliata.
Rebecca checked the facts, and the audio engineers were Patrick Murray and Stu Rushfield. I'm Emily Kwong.
I'm Rachel Carlson.
Thanks for listening to Shortwave from NPR.
If you're a business owner, you know these sounds mean sales. And from the sound of it, your business is growing. Whether you're fulfilling orders from your home office or warehouse, Stamps.com helps you stress less about mailing and shipping and spend more time doing what you love most. Listening to ASMR. I mean, growing your business. But as you grow, so does the need for efficiency. Stamps.com simplifies your shipping and mailing process. Import orders from wherever you sell online. Find the lowest rates with the fastest delivery times. Instantly deliver tracking updates to your customers. And buy shipping and mailing supplies when you run low. Save time and money on mailing and shipping. Get started at Stamps.com today with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale.
I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.